attention, and here's Lee Oslo's grades in the license test. And somebody must have kicked him under the table because he said he didn't do too well. He got almost as many right as he got wrong, but I wouldn't get any right in a Russian test. With all my years in the military, I was a major by then. I never took a Russian test. He's a private, taking a Russian examination. And so I realized then that there were signs of intelligence while at the house and intelligence training of Oslo for some nation. And this one was just done well before when he took his test, not long before he left for Russia. So honestly, in retrospect, he didn't leave as a communist. He left with, as a young Marine with an intelligence assignment because otherwise the Marines wouldn't be teaching him Russian. But I want to see what this sort of place is Russian, this quote Russian studying Marine was operating out of, and that's what caused me to go down that weekend morning to Lafayette Square and look at 544 Camp Street, where I found my God. The so-called communist, the lone assassin, the man who's supposed to have murdered John Kennedy, man who was butchered before anybody could ask him too many questions, was an agent provocateur working for the United States government. That address, 544 Camp, was a side entrance to Guy Bannister's office. Around the corner on Lafayette Street was the entrance to Bannister's office across the street, where in the post office building was an office of naval intelligence, and Bannister was naval intelligence in World War II. I knew some of these people. I knew that. And then the Secret Service, as a district attorney in New Orleans, I knew where somebody for Secret Service was also across the street. Around the corner in Lafayette Square, around the corner, was the office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And also on another floor, the Office of the Central Intelligence Agency. The lone assassin, this person has been described to all Americans and lied by the lies of the federal government to all the world as a communist, was a soldier doing his assignment.